Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a challenging project management experience. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I understand the importance of preparing for various topics that may arise during the test. One common theme that often appears is describing a time when you had to manage a project under pressure. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to effectively tackle this topic and provide sample answers to help you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may encounter questions related to project management or handling pressure. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you often work on projects? Band 6-7 answer: Yes, I work on projects quite often. In my job, we usually have different tasks that need to be completed within specific timeframes. It can be challenging, but I find it interesting to work on various projects. Band 8-9. Answer: Absolutely, project work is an integral part of my professional life. I'm frequently involved in diverse projects, ranging from short-term assignments to more complex, long-term initiatives. The dynamic nature of project-based work keeps me engaged and continuously challenges me to enhance my skills in time management and problem solving. Question: How do you usually handle pressure at work? Band 6-7 answer: When I'm under pressure at work, I try to stay calm and focused. I make a list of tasks and prioritize them. Taking short breaks also helps me manage stress and work more efficiently. Band 8-9 answer: Handling pressure effectively is crucial in today's fast-paced work environment. My approach involves a combination of strategies. Firstly, I employ mindfulness techniques to maintain composure. Additionally, I utilize prioritization methods, such as the Eisenhower Matrix, to focus on high-impact tasks. Regular physical exercise and brief meditation sessions during breaks significantly boost my resilience and cognitive function under pressure. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Now, let's focus on a cue card related to managing a project under pressure. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to manage a project under pressure. You should say what the project was about, why there was pressure, how you managed the project, and explain the outcome of the project. Sample answer band 6-7. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to manage a group project for my university course. It was a marketing campaign for a local business, and we had to create a complete strategy within just 2 weeks. The pressure came from the tight deadline and the fact that our grade depended on it. Also, the business owner was expecting to use our ideas, so we felt responsible for delivering good results. To manage the project, I first organized a team meeting where we divided tasks based on each person's strengths. We set up a shared online document to track our progress and communicate regularly. I made sure to check in with each team member daily to address any issues quickly. In the end, we successfully completed the project on time. The business owner was pleased with our ideas, and we received a high grade for our work. It was a stressful experience, but it taught me a lot about working under pressure and leading a team. Sample answer band 8-9. I'd like to recount a particularly challenging experience where I had to spearhead a critical software development project for a major client at my previous company. The project involved creating a custom customer relationship management CRM system that would integrate seamlessly with the client's existing infrastructure. The pressure was multifaceted and intense. Firstly, we were operating under an extremely tight 3-month deadline, as the client needed the system operational before their busiest season. Secondly, the project was pivotal for our company's reputation and future contracts. Lastly, we were working with cutting-edge technology that required rapid learning and adaptation. To manage this high-stakes project effectively, I implemented a robust agile methodology. We broke down the project into 2-week sprints, each with specific deliverables. I fostered a culture of open communication within the team, encouraging daily stand-ups and transparent progress tracking. To mitigate risks, I introduced a system of peer code reviews and regular client feedback sessions. One of the most crucial aspects was managing team morale during this high-pressure period. I organized team-building activities and ensured that each team member's contributions were recognized. Additionally, I liaised closely with upper management to secure additional resources when needed, including bringing in specialized consultants for complex technical challenges. The outcome was remarkably positive. We not only delivered the project on time, but also exceeded the client's expectations in terms of functionality and user experience. This success solidified our company's position as a leading solutions provider in our industry. Personally, this experience honed my project management skills, particularly in crisis management and adaptive leadership. It reinforced my belief in the power of a well-coordinated team and strategic planning, even under the most demanding circumstances. Follow-up questions. How did you motivate your team during this high-pressure project? Band 6-7, answer. To motivate my team, I tried to keep a positive attitude and encouraged everyone regularly. I made sure to recognize good work and help team members when they faced difficulties. We also had short team meetings to stay connected and boost morale. Band 8-9, answer. Motivating the team during this high-pressure project was crucial for its success. I employed a multifaceted approach to keep the team engaged and productive. Firstly, I implemented a recognition system where outstanding contributions were highlighted in our weekly meetings. This not only boosted individual morale, but also fostered a sense of healthy competition. Additionally, I organized short daily energy sessions where we engaged in quick team-building exercises or shared inspirational stories related to overcoming challenges. These sessions helped in maintaining a positive team spirit and provided brief, necessary breaks from the intense work. Moreover, I ensured clear communication of the project's significance to each team member, helping them understand how their individual roles contributed to the larger goal. This sense of purpose was a powerful motivator. Lastly, I advocated for and secured performance bonuses from management, which served as a tangible reward for the team's extraordinary efforts. What lessons did you learn from managing this project under pressure? Band 6-7. Answer. I learned several important lessons from this experience. First, good communication is key when working under pressure. I also realized the importance of staying organized and prioritizing tasks. Another lesson was the value of teamwork and supporting each other during challenging times. Band 8-9. Answer. This high-pressure project was an invaluable learning experience that significantly enhanced my project management skills. Firstly, it underscored the critical importance of adaptability in leadership. I learned to swiftly adjust strategies in response to unforeseen challenges, a skill that's indispensable in today's dynamic business environment. Secondly, the experience reinforced the power of effective delegation. I realized that trusting team members with significant responsibilities not only alleviates pressure on the project manager, but also boosts team members' confidence and skills. Another crucial lesson was the importance of maintaining a balance between micromanagement and autonomy. I learned to provide guidance without stifling creativity, allowing team members to take ownership of their tasks while ensuring alignment with project goals. Furthermore, this project taught me the value of proactive risk management. Anticipating potential roadblocks and having contingency plans in place proved to be a game changer in maintaining project momentum. Lastly, I gained a deeper appreciation for the psychological aspects of project management. Understanding and managing the emotional state of the team, including stress levels and motivation, was as crucial as managing the technical aspects of the project. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to project management and working under pressure. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you think the ability to work under pressure is important in today's workplace? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I believe the ability to work under pressure is very important in today's workplace. Many jobs have tight deadlines and high expectations, so being able to handle stress and still perform well is a valuable skill. It helps people meet their goals and be more successful in their careers. Band 8-9 answer. The ability to work effectively under pressure is not just important, it's increasingly becoming a critical skill in the modern workplace. In today's fast-paced, globally connected business environment, pressures arise from various sources: tight deadlines, market competition, technological disruptions, and ever-changing client demands. This skill is crucial for several reasons. Firstly, it enhances productivity and efficiency. Professionals who can maintain their composure and focus under pressure are more likely to meet deadlines and deliver high-quality work consistently. Secondly, it contributes to innovation. Pressure often necessitates creative problem-solving, leading to novel solutions and improvements in processes. Moreover, the ability to handle pressure demonstrates resilience and adaptability, traits highly valued by employers in an era of constant change. It also positively impacts team dynamics, as individuals who remain calm under pressure can help maintain a stable and productive work environment. However, it's essential to note that while the ability to work under pressure is important, organizations should strive to create a balanced work environment. Constant high-pressure situations can lead to burnout and decreased long-term productivity. The ideal scenario is where employees can handle pressure when necessary, but are not subjected to continuous stress. Question: how can companies help their employees manage stress in high-pressure situations? Band 6 to 7. Answer: companies can help their employees manage stress in several ways. They can offer training on stress management techniques, provide flexible working hours, and ensure that workloads are reasonable. Regular team-building activities and a supportive work environment can also help reduce stress. Additionally, companies could offer counseling services or gym memberships to promote overall well-being. Band 8-9 answer. Companies can play a pivotal role in helping employees navigate high-pressure situations through a multifaceted approach that addresses both preventive measures and reactive support systems. Firstly, organizations should focus on creating a culture that acknowledges and addresses stress. This involves open communication about workload and expectations and destigmatizing conversations about mental health. Implementing regular check-ins between managers and employees can help identify stress-related issues early. Secondly, companies can provide comprehensive stress management training. This could include workshops on mindfulness, time management, and resilience-building techniques. Offering access to professional coaching or mentoring can also equip employees with personalized strategies to handle pressure. Another effective strategy is to promote work-life balance through flexible working arrangements. This might include options for remote work, flexible hours, or compressed work weeks, allowing employees to better manage their personal and professional responsibilities. Companies should also consider redesigning work processes to minimize unnecessary stressors. This could involve streamlining workflows, clarifying role expectations, and ensuring adequate resources are available for projects. Additionally, providing access to mental health resources is crucial. This could include employee assistance programs, EAPs, on-site counseling services, or partnerships with mental health apps or platforms. Lastly, fostering a supportive team environment can significantly alleviate individual stress. Encouraging collaborative problem-solving and peer support networks can distribute the burden of high-pressure situations across the team. By implementing these strategies, companies not only help employees manage stress, but also create a more resilient, productive, and engaged workforce, ultimately benefiting both the individuals and the organization as a whole. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To enhance your IELTS speaking performance, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Spearhead, head, verb, to lead an attack or an important activity. Example: I was chosen to spearhead the new marketing campaign. Multifaceted, multisit, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example: the project presented multifaceted challenges that required diverse skills to overcome. Implement, verb, to put a plan or system into operation. Example: we decided to implement a new project management software to improve efficiency. Mitigate, to make less severe or serious. Example: our risk management strategy helped mitigate potential issues during the project. Liaison, zen, noun, verb, communication or cooperation that facilitates a close working relationship between people or organizations. Example: as project manager, I had to liaison between the development team and the client. Adaptive leadership, dapship, noun phrase, a leadership approach that emphasizes flexibility and adjustment to changing circumstances. Example: The success of the project was largely due to the adaptive leadership style I employed. Foster, verb, to encourage the development of something. Example, we aim to foster a culture of innovation within the team. Pivotal, adjective, of crucial importance. Example, this project was pivotal in establishing our company's reputation in the industry. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing project management under pressure. Practice describing specific experiences in detail. Use the STAR method, situation, task, action, result, to structure your responses. Develop a range of advanced vocabulary related to project management, leadership, and stress handling. Use these terms naturally in your responses. Work on your fluency by practicing speaking about your experiences without long pauses. Regular practice with a speaking partner can help. Enhance your pronunciation of key terms related to project management and workplace scenarios. Prepare examples from various aspects of your life, work, study, and personal projects, to demonstrate versatility in your experiences. Practice expressing abstract ideas about leadership and stress management for Part 3 discussions. Develop your ability to analyze and reflect on your experiences, showing depth in your thinking. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, clarity, and coherence in your responses will significantly contribute to achieving a high band score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing a time when you had to deal with a setback and describing a time when you overcame a personal challenge.